Sisters and brothers, in society, we shall be arguing. There is no state that murders its citizens, whether openly or clandestinely. At present, nowhere underclass does society exist. Our sisters and brothers and we are being killed in Egypt, Ethiopia, Nigeria, the Ukraine, Turkey, killed by the state or its surrogates representing for the global state. Syria is, of course, being dismantled. Killed or wasted in factories in Mexico, Venezuela, Brazil, China, Yemen, South Africa, Indonesia, Pakistan, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, and here in the U.S. for the crime of being powerful. And it's important that we understand the motives of power. And while, as Prince has said, we cannot control what they do, we are many, and they are few. It's what we do that matters. To make the canvas clean. That was that quote from Plato we've been unpacking these last few shows. When so many of us remain powerful, has meant such a monstrous, unthinkable to less damaged humans, degree of killing on the part of power, that in the absence of our meeting and discussing the suppressed ancestors we've been bringing back here to gain clarity on what is actually happening, it can lead to our feeling overwhelmed and discouraged about the possibility of stopping this train called power's suicidal mission to make us obedient. But when they kill a well-known person like Prince for the crime of being powerful, this single one becomes an emblem of the whole of the slaughter power commits. That one person stands for all the dead killed for the crime of being authentically powerful, i.e. self-grown and continuously self-developing. Coming to terms with the torture and killing of this one enables us to hold in our minds and hands the torture and killing of the whole mass of those victimized in power's crimes. Because to intervene in this one, demand justice for this one, is to possess the key to freeing us all. Freeing us from millennia-long slavery, because his death contains the whole of it, the whole of power's misdeeds of the last two centuries. He and Nikola Tesla are both keys, and together, their truth is our truth, is our freedom. Justice for Nikola, justice for Prince, is freedom for all of us.